In ballparks around the country last week, people heard this song again and again.
Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. I almost feel like I shouldn't have to say the name of the song. We all know what it is because it's a Fenway Park seventh inning stretch ritual, and it became the sports anthem across the country in support of the people of Boston. This past Saturday at Fenway Park, Red Sox fans got the real thing.
Thank you, Boston. What an honor it is for me to be here today. I bring love from the whole country.
Neil Diamond himself went on to sing this song along with everyone at Fenway Park. Cameras panned in on fans hugging each other, holding posters, saying Boston strong.
It's almost as if Fenway became, just for a few minutes, something more than a ballpark. Maybe something like a church, a community center, a place where everyone could just be together. So what is it about sports that makes that possible?
Well, joining us to talk a bit about this is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill, good to see you.
Anthony, it's good to be here, though. I feel we may be about to enter the realm of some subjects we can't really cover in a very few minutes.
Yeah. We'll give it a shot.
Let's give it our best try. I mean, because it was really kind of remarkable last week, Bill, because one journalist reported that when they played Sweet Caroline at Yankee Stadium, it almost felt like Fenway when Neil Diamond's song is played there. So an interesting response by the sports community as a whole. What do you make of it?
Well, I think you've brought up the word community, and communities form around all sorts of things, family, church, social causes, whatever it might be, anti-war, whatever the cause might be. And sports is one of them. Lots and lots and lots of people call themselves part of Red Sox Nation, and they all have different reasons for being part of it. But in an instance like this, on a day like the one you have referred to, there is a communal sense, and it's undeniable, and it was powerful.
Now, Bill, at that same game, Red Sox slugger David Ortiz rallied fans, the city, using some choice words for the crowd. Let's listen to a bit.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
So rallying the city there in some emotional terms, but using questionable language, which we beeped. But he's been widely praised for what he said and for the way he said it. I'm wondering what your response is.
He's generally been given a pass for, quote, speaking from the heart. And somehow the decision was, the collective decision was that if he hadn't used the expletive that you deleted, he wouldn't have been speaking from the heart. I'm uncomfortable with that because I think you can speak from your heart without using that particular expletive. And, but I may be in a very small minority because even the FCC gave him a pass. So.
Well, Bill, it's interesting you mentioned before about community. And I think the community around sports is, in a way, almost unique here in Boston because of the region's real passion for its professional and even non-professional teams. And that was something that outside observers really invoked, particularly one from Chicago by way of Washington, President Barack Obama, because last week at the Interfaith Service, it was a somber ceremony, but he got a very enthusiastic round of applause when he said this in particular. Let's listen.
And we come together to celebrate life and to walk our cities and to cheer for our teams. When the Sox and Celtics and Patriots or Bruins are champions again, to the chagrin of New York and Chicago fans, the crowds will gather and watch a parade go down Boylston Street. And this time next year, on the third Monday in April, the world will return to this great American city to run harder than ever and to cheer even louder for the 118th Boston Marathon.
That was a pretty emotional moment. I was in the cathedral, Bill, and it's almost like sports as bringing, I don't know what, normal life back to the city.
I think it's a message of reassurance.
Yeah.
That an awful, horrible, unthinkable thing has happened, and we need to be reassured that it hasn't ended life as we know it, that life as we know it and treasure it will return, And I think President Obama eloquently and very specifically talked about the ways in which, or at least one of the ways in which that would be evident.
Mm. Bill, we've just got a couple seconds left, but I do have to ask, do we risk reading too much into the role that sports plays in moments like this?
I think sports plays such a variety of roles. Some people take it very, very seriously. You spoke of Fenway Park almost for some people as a church, and for some people it is. And for other people, it's a place to go to watch a ball game for a while. So we just have to be a little careful not to generalize too much.
Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You can catch him here on Radio Boston every Wednesday to talk about that healing role of sports in society. Bill Littlefield, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today, everyone. Remember, you can always let us know what you think of the show at radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.